There's a lot of volatility in the grain markets right now, and Kim, let's start with an overview of those markets and start with wheat.
You looked at wheat contract. It's been trading from $5 to $6.11. We hit that peak last week. We talked about that. In this week, we traded between $5.74 and close to that $6.11. You just look at that wheat contract. If we could break that 6.11, which I think the odds are against that, then we would establish an uptrend. Right now, the market looks like that we're just going to continue this sideways pattern, probably, you know, in a plus or minus 30 or 40 cents off the current price.
Now, there was an 80-cent rally in corn prices, and what's the market offering for harvest delivery?
Well, you look at the corn on harvest delivery, it's the Chicago Board of Trade December contract price, and that contract's been running from 363 to 440. We're right up against that 40 or in that 440 area. The range this week, 420 is the support point, but below that, the basis in central Oklahoma for harvest delivered corn's about a minus 25 or 25 under that December contract. That'd get you about $4.15 for harvest delivery in central Oklahoma. The Panhandle area, 25 over, so that'll get you about 465 in those areas.
And what about sorghum?
Sorghum basis is running about a minus 10 for central Oklahoma. So that gets you about 430, 440 minus 10, 430. In the Panhandle area, it's even. So whatever that December contract is for corn, that's what the forward contract is for harvest delivered grain sorghum.
Now, there was also a rally in the soybean prices, about $1.40. So what's the market offering for harvest delivery there?
Yeah, it's been a good couple weeks, really, for all three, you know, wheat, corn, and beans. We saw that soybean contract increase from about $9, that's the Chicago Board of Trade November contract price, from $9 to $10.40. The basis for harvest delivered beans just about anywhere in Oklahoma or Texas Panhandle is 90 under that CBT November contract price. So you put that price at, let's say, $10, good even number to calculate with, that's going to give you about 910 for the forward contract prices. Of course, as that price moves, just take that 90 cents off of it. We've had a good rally in corn and beans. I'd say a good rally, but it's not as good in wheat. If they can break out the top, then you can get some uptrends going and continued. It's more likely in beans and corn than it is wheat. Right now, I think the wheat's just going to water around until we get into that August-September time period to see what's happening in the world with world production.
Okay, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.